Ken.
Did you get
far? Tony, stay out of this. That's... Poor little Ken. That's the music, sorry, that makes people realize they're about to hear something that will make them feel smarter by comparison. Welcome, Tony.
Welcome.
Get your microphone up to your mouth, you stupid idiot.
What's that? Is a boat coming up the back?
What's that noise? Is it?
What was that?
I don't know what that was.
I don't know. That sounded like Kenny G. Whoop, that didn't. All right, Tony, welcome. Tony Katz, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
And Ken Murdoch, nice to have you here.
Thanks.
And I'm Marty Fields.
Yeah.
And Fatso McGee in the corner. And Punjab.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Kim. Hello, Marty.
Hello, buddy.
I'm here to interview Tony Katz in the show.
Okay.
Because I've been reading his online comments about global warming.
Oh.
And I want to talk to him about this because I completely agree with him.
Stop that.
Trust me, that is not a good idea.
No.
These two people. Oh, my God.
It's a battle of the brains.
Yes. It's all right. It's good to have opinions. Nothing wrong with having an opinion, Tony.
That's what. Marty, do you believe in climate change?
Yes, I do, Tony, but it's not me that matters here. It's you and Punjab.
Okay.
And Punjab is going to agree with you, I assume, because Punjab comes from a very hot country, Bangladesh, and, you know, it's very warm there already, and they're actually below sea level. So, Puni, can I – Ken?
Yes?
Do you have anything to install into this before we get
I'd
started?
I'd like to say that they're below sea level. Of course, Australia above B level.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's no worries.
Yeah, we studied.
That's yes. Right. Yes, the other day it rained a lot and a little bit of water came in that door, just a little bit.
Mm.
Cementing by Joe Tortoni, Michael's brother, and a little water came in and I thought, well, if ever there's proof of climate change, that's it.
Yeah. So you get the silicon, we'll fix that.
Open and shut case, thanks, Tony.
Yes, I think there's no need to go any further.
So are you happy to discuss it with Punjab?
Oh, no.
Debate.
No, not a debate, because I think Puni's on the same page as you.
Oh, okay.
No, well, I don't know. It's either hot or it's cold.
Oh, well.
So, Tony.
That's your argument.
Tony.
Yes.
I saw on the Book of Face. What happened was you got in a conversation with... Now, I don't want to say any names here.
No.
Let's just call him Pantyhose, okay? We won't use his real name. And you and Pantyhose were talking about climate change.
Yes.
And it was a meeting of minds. And what I got thinking about, you pointed out something very valid, Tony.
What was that?
Somebody said that... The icebergs are melting and falling into the water.
Yes.
And your summation of that problem.
Yes.
What does that matter? They're a long way away.
That's right. It's not going to hurt us.
No, of course not. Because what do you think? I agree with you that the icebergs falling into the water, what do you think they are made of?
Oh, it could be ice.
Can't argue with that. Okay. What happens when ice goes into water, Tony?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you ever... Can I ask you just one question? Because this is what was keeping me up at night, apart from the anal sex. what can I ask? If you had a drink with, say, a little bit of Coke, a little bit of Bundy...
Yes.
And then you put ice in the water.
Yes.
What happens to the level of the drink?
It goes up.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
So, have you noticed that the ocean around Antarctica is the same ocean that surrounds Australia?
Yes.
So, if one bit of water goes in one part, it basically lifts the level of everything, doesn't it, Tony?
So, okay. So, what has that got to do with heat?
Well, heat is causing the ice to melt. What happens if you put an ice cube on the oven? It melts.
Okay,
now,
yes.
Do you know the difference between weather and climate?
No.
I appreciate your candor. Okay, this is what I learned while I was being forcibly orally vilified by a Turkish prisoner.
Yes.
Nice man.
Yes.
Terrible penis. Anyway, he was pointing out to me, he says, guess what? I said, what? He said, how come we have global warming? Because it's bloody freezing, mate. And I say to him, do you think that might be just because there's weather coming across, you know, and that's what the rain is and the weather and everything? Climate is a long-term word that means, you know, it's warmer or it's colder, it's warmer. But it has nothing to do with weather systems coming across the country. So it's not to do with, like, the climate can be warm or cold eventually. But the weather systems that come across the country, they have nothing to do with that. So it can be raining in a dry season. It can be dry in a rainy season. This is only because of weather systems that come across the ocean and hit different parts of the country. Like, it's pissing down today in Sydney.
Yes.
And yet it's not raining here in Melbourne. That's called weather. But we have the same climate. You're closer to the equator, you're warmer. Further away, you're colder. So, Tony, what I was told by an Iranian man in the jail as he sliced a hole in my abdomen with a knife and then put his penis in it.
Yeah.
And it was bumping against my gallbladder. I don't know. It's a terrible thing. Trust me. Oh, so, and his friend did it too after. Hurt. Anyway, it's tough in jail. Don't go in jail, Tony. But you do learn things. One man said, you must not always assume that you know what you're talking about. And I don't. I don't never know. So if I want to know about something, I will go to somebody who studies it. I probably wouldn't go to Pantyhose. I would go to what's called a climate scientist. And they have spent their entire career, you know, getting top marks in science and everything. And nobody's making money out of saying there's a global warming issue. Nobody's making a profit. You know, they're not selling T-shirts saying global warming is real and buy more T-shirts because they'll make money. They're just, it's their job to warn us. So sometimes you need to just maybe listen to people who are smarter than me.
That's right, that's right. But why do they say when I'm watching the news every night that the next day the weather is going to be stinking hot and instead of being stinking hot, it's raining? Why are they – they've got millions and millions of dollars worth of equipment and they can't get it right.
Well, very good point, Tony. Excellent point. Weather is a variable thing though. Weather is basically – It's not necessarily always going to be exactly accurate. And they're talking about generally an entire area. Whereas, you know, a cloud is only as big as, you know, like a football field. So it might be pissing down under that cloud. But if you're on the other side of the football field, you don't have any rain.
Yeah, but they're saying Melbourne. In Melbourne is going to be raining tomorrow.
They usually give a percentage chance of rain.
Oh, you're sticking up for them, Marty.
No. I'm just seeing what I've seen on the news with Peter Hitchener. They're just saying what, you know, it's a chance of rain. But you might also notice that it can be warm and yet still raining.
That's true. Yes, Marty.
A big chance of cloudy with meatballs.
Yes, very common as well. But, Tony, I think you're very clever with the weather and it's people like you that keep us all guessing. And I think, you know, it's very valid that you have your opinions. Otherwise, what would be the point of anybody else having the correct opinions?
That's right, Matty. Good on you. Thank you. Very good on you.
There you go. Well, that got very deep. If you look at the screen, there's nothing from me at all, and it's just you two.
Well, yes. Well, join the show's getting better. No, you learn things, because the guy gave me the book in the prison. Of course, now the pages are stuck together from the cum that flew over my shoulders.
Marty.
It's not Marty, it's Punny, but Marty has sort of got his hand up his back working him. I can see what you're thinking, but Punjab's got his own mind, haven't you?
I certainly do.
Yes. It's nothing to do with me, Tony. This is Punjab, because Punjab's been in jail, you know that.
Yeah, just recently.
Yeah, it couldn't get into Australia because he's been over in China. This is a couple of weeks ago now.
Okay.
And he... He learned a lot of things in prison. You know, you do learn things.
Now, I've got some notes here.
Yeah.
One of the things, I would like to tell you this week is about things that go wrong in films. That I've got quite a few examples. It's really good. But first, I just want to tell you a funny little thing that happened to me.
Tell me.
You'll love this. You'll love this.
What happened?
I think I Tony told this. That's hard to say. I think I've told Tony already. That's hard. So let's say 6 months ago, I go to Woolworths. I have a favourite hair gel by Jack the Barber. Do you know that one? Have you seen
it? Missed that one, no.
Bit of a pirate-looking guy, you know. He's very hip and groovy.
Is he?
Yeah. And, you know, all the hipsters buy him.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Whether you look affects the quality of your gel.
Well, you know, I trust this guy. And
Are you swayed by his demur?
I was at first.
Yeah, I can tell.
But then I try his gel.
And you said, this is the gel for me.
This is the gel for me. This is the gel I'm going to use from now on. And so what I do, it's on special. It's $6, normally about $30.
Shop around. You can't beat that.
I said, I'm going to buy them all. I buy about, well, there was five, I think. I bought the five of them, take them home, use it, and I've been loving it. Loving it.
You love the gel.
It's the best gel for my hair. I love it. 6 months I've been using it, Tony. I've got still three things underneath, under the sink.
In your cabinet?
In my cabinet. James came in the other day and
Dad,
said,
your hair looks so good, he said.
Yeah.
What's your secret?
James, no, he didn't say that. James came in the other day and said, do you mind if I use some of that tattoo balm? What tattoo balm? He goes, you know, the stuff you've got in there, you put on your tattoo, it retains its colour. I said, no, I don't have that. He goes, yeah, by Jack the Barber. I said, no, you're an idiot. I said, that's the hip way of saying hair gel. And he goes, no, it's not. It's tattoo balm for your tattoo to retain the colour.
Yeah, I get it.
And I go and get it, look at it. Yeah. It says, apply to your tattoo daily. To keep your tattoo. And I've been using it in my hair for 6 months.
And you're happy with it?
I am very
happy. Then you should get in contact with Jack.
And tell him?
And tell him that it is a jack of all trades.
Yes. Yeah. Ah. I thought that was
That's an outstanding thing.
Actually, from behind when I look at you from behind, I see your head, you're looking a bit like a Hell's Angel.
Yeah.
What?
You can't never see him in the same room.
No.
Okay. All right. We're just going to take a little break before we start the next segment. I want to tell you about all the movie mistakes.
Oh, good.
Okay. Well, we've had a little break and Ken's found out about all the movie mistakes.
Yes.
But should we do our regular segments as well, Kenneth?
Yes. I don't mind telling you about the movie mistakes whenever you want.
Okay. Let's do it in the movie section after all this stuff.
Yes.
Let's do song lines from Fatso. Fatso, are you still with us or have you gone off?
Marty, we're going to include Tony in this. So maybe we should, he can join in at any stage.
Well, Kim, you and...
I've got to get rid of the dogs. Yeah. I'll get rid of the dogs, you two talk.
All right. Well, no, they're all right. I like them. They're good there. You're taking them out, are you? All right, the dogs are leaving and Kim is taking both out. One doesn't want to go out. Bambi.
That's the little ones can stay out.
Yeah. They called her Bambi because she was deer.
That's true. That's a good one.
Thank you. All right.
Hear that, cats? They call her Bambi because she was deer.
All right. Kim, you and Tiny. Tiny, are you...
I'm here. All
right.
Do you know how to play this game, Tony?
No, what are we playing?
What I do, well, it's been hijacked a bit. What Marty and Ken will do is do a sentence from a song in the lyric, and you've got to say what the song is and who sung it.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's go.
All right. Kim, take it away.
Oh. All right. So whoever jumps in first out of you two will get the point. All right?
It's going to work out very confusing.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah, go on.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Slip inside the eye of your mind.
What the?
Matty's got
I've never heard of the song.
He's hearing it.
It's Oasis.
Yes.
Oh, he's Googling.
Don't Look Back in Anger.
Correct. Don't Look Back in Anger. Did you know that one, Tony?
No.
Slip inside the eyes of your mind.
Oh,
you know that one?
Now I know.
Now you know. Oh, Sully can slide.
Okay.
All right, Tony Katz, Marty Field's turn.
My mother, God bless her soul.
My mother, God bless her soul.
Oh, that's a song.
Yeah, use your mic. My mother, God bless her soul. Oh. Well, I don't know. Is it got to be the first line?
No, it's not the first line.
Oh, I know what it is. It's all alone again, naturally, Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Very good, Ken. Very good. Hey, Kim's good at this. What about you, Tiny?
Kenny.
His name's Tony, not Tiny Fatso.
No.
Sorry.
All right, my turn.
Yep.
It's on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. No, it's not all over Beethoven.
It's on America's tortured brow
that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow.
Is this a number one song worldwide?
Top 10.
Ugh.
10.
Are you sure?
I bet, absolutely.
And not from, like, you know, Frankie Razorblade and the Slipknots or something?
No, no.
All right. I don't know what it is.
It might be.
They've never had a top 10. It's not.
No, it's a big artist. I'll give you the artist first, if you like.
Go on.
David Bowie.
Give me the line again.
I'll even sing it to you. It's on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. I'm about to be run again. Cut a dada to ask her on. Strangers looking for a young man. Oh, boy. It's Life on Mars. Big hit for David Bowie. Big hit. Rick Wakeman played piano on it. There's a little bit of a side for you.
All right. 2-1. All right.
Oh, you're good. Good.
Yeah, you're in front.
I could win.
Well, yes. I found out a long time ago what a woman can do to your soul.
Oh,
I think I know it. Come on, Tony, join in. I found out.
I've never heard of it.
Well,
I suppose it's just one line, isn't it, from a song?
That's the crux of the game, really.
Yeah.
I found out a long time ago. Oh, I'm sure I know it, but I'm going to have to say no.
Peaceful, Easy Feeling, Eagles.
Oh.
Who was it?
The Eagles, Peaceful, Easy Feeling. Can you sing that bit?
I found out a long time ago.
That's right, it is.
What a woman can do to you.
Just finished reading the book by the guitarist Don Felder. Is that right? Don Felder from the Eagles?
Sure.
Nasty piece of work, those other two.
Yeah.
Oh, Glenn Frey and Don.
Yeah.
They kicked him out of the band. It was his band. He started it with them. They kicked him out and then said, now we'll hire you back and pay you a wage. Very similar to Bon Jovi and who was the other one? The Pink Floyd.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Joe Walsh said to him, don't be stupid. Don't leave. We're making millions. He goes, all right, we're not making as many millions as those two knuckleheads, but we're making millions. So he went back. And then Don Henley, he's got a chip on his shoulder about everyone, apparently. He said, I won't do it if he's in the band. Just got rid of him again.
God.
Unbelievable.
Terrible. That explains why my resume never got answered.
That's right. Yes.
I sat in the waiting room for hours.
Yes, you should have sent it to.
I waited.
You know who you should have sent it to?
Fatso.
Timothy Smith.
Timothy Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Yes. Sang Tiger to the Limit.
Yes. No. No. He wasn't in the band then.
Wasn't he?
He sang I Can't Tell You Why.
Yeah, he wasn't in the band then.
Yeah, that's his song.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
No, the
all right, it's 2-2. What do you got?
Yeah, now what happened? My turn, is it?
It better be a freaking good run.
Yeah. My turn?
I've just done one.
You'll get this.
We'll see.
I must have been drunk. Saw her today at the reception.
You can't always get what you want, Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
You got it?
What's that like? Beat me to it.
I won again. 3-2.
You won again?
Yeah.
Even when I win, I lose.
He beat me to it. Good on you, Marty.
Even when I win, I lose.
It's a photo finish.
Good one, Katsy. I should have told you to get some lyrics.
I didn't know.
Well, next time, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Time for a joke of the week.
Ah.
And now it's time for Maury's Joke of the Week.
So I ran into a mate of mine and I said, how you been going, mate? He said, oh, yeah, all right, all right. I said, how's the family? How's your sister? He said, oh, no, she no good. She caught the hepatitis and she's gone all yellow. Shit house. Said, what about your brother? Oh, he's in jail. He's doing 9 years for armed robbery. Oh, Jesus, what about your mother? No, she died. Got hit by a truck. What about your dad? Well, he died too because the truck bounced off her and hit him.
Jesus, what about your other sister? Oh, she's got three blokes to a Chinese who won't marry her. And he said, Christ, what about you? Oh, no, I'm going real good. I got a job selling Lucky Charms. All right, Ken, your segment, what do you got?
All right, fair enough.
What about Where is Ken?
You got to be like that? Another one of them? What about my beautiful movie segment?
We're not there yet.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You're not there yet.
All right, it's time to do this.
The Brain Game.
The Brain Game, Tony.
The Brain Game.
Yeah, now you get to play this too because Marty and you both can choose. All right, now I'm going to give you three facts and one of them is real, two of them are fake. All you have to do is say the real one, Tony. You get it?
Easy.
It is easy.
You're talking to that microphone. There you go, yeah, Tony. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I dropped one of my facts. Hang on.
All right. Hang on. We've got a fax.
All right. I'm back.
And you're
you
back.
Ready?
You right?
Yep, he's good.
Here we go. Fact number one.
Come on, only got one dog, isn't
he? Because the other two were causing trouble, but now they're upset.
Okay.
She's happy. She's going, this is beautiful. Look. Bambi's going, good. Get the kids away.
Mm.
Give me a break. Here we go.
Okay.
Three facts, pick one wrong.
Pick the wrong one, Tony.
No, pick one right. Tony.
Jesus. Damn.
Pick the right.
Every one, not the wrong one. It's different. We're picking the right one.
Yes.
Okay, go.
Kebab burglar drops 5 stone doner kebab on his foot.
Okay.
That's fact one.
Yep.
Fact two.
Yep.
Man dies in meth lab explosion after lighting farts on fire.
Yep, that can happen.
I don't like that word, but all right. Fact three. Burger King buns are made from the same material used to make Air Jordans.
Okay, I'm going to take number one. What about you, Tony?
Number two.
Number two for Tony.
Hang on, I don't know which one's which. I dropped them.
All right, you're going to say the kebab is real.
Yeah, I never heard of a 5-stone kebab. No. Oh, we've got to pick the real one now.
Real.
You said the fake one.
I did say that, and then I went back and changed it. I want the real one.
You want the real one?
Yes.
All right. Just briefly surmise what they were again. The kebab one.
Kebab burglar, man dies in meth lab, and Burger King buns are made from the same material as...
The third one, I say.
Air Jordan, you're saying.
Yes.
And what are you saying, young lad?
The second one.
You're saying man dies in meth lab from doing a fluff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen... Both wrong. The real one is the kebab burglar dropped the 5-stone doner kebab.
Now, give me some background there.
Oh, I will. Two kebab shop burglars ignored a cash till to make off with a 5-stone pillar of frozen meat. One of the pair came to grief as he tried to make off with the elephant leg, that's what they call it in the business, doner kebab, dropping the rock hard lump of milk on his foot. He was captured on CCTV jumping around in agony.
Goodness me.
How's that? See, that's why they're good, because they're a bit weird, a bit left of centre.
Good fact.
Are.
Thank you. Now, what do you got?
Well, I've got... Pony, are you ready to do your poems?
Oh, your poems.
Yeah, it's not mine, it's Pony's.
No, I know, but I'm talking to Pony.
All right.
You done poems, Tony? Poems. Tony's
it's
dying of it.
Get the Hemlock. From Punjab.
Hemlock.
They don't go very long.
What?
I've had to move to poetry because that Ken stopped me singing my songs. I kill you.
All right.
You're right.
Pony, you ready?
I'm ready. Tony, you listen.
Oh, he's dying, but.
Wait, don't die, Tony. Stop that. All right.
You're right. Okay.
Can you listen? You're okay.
Now listen to these.
Will you buy some tickets for the policeman's ball? A policeman asked this week. The money will go to help the poor, and the tickets are quite cheap. So I bought 2 tickets for the policeman's ball, but it really has me baffled. My brother came too, and we were both confused because it wasn't a dance, it was a raffle. Okay, over there.
Oh, you choked me.
Yul Brynner over there dying from the lung cancer. All right. Next up. Haunted houses make me scared, and visiting them is the worst. Because in every horror movie, the little brown guy goes first.
That's true.
That's true, see? I've always loved the Marx Brothers. I'm such a big fan. I spent my life looking for them all over the land. Till I thought I saw Groucho driving in a car. Mustache, glasses, funny walk. Close, but no cigar.
Oh, that's a classic.
You like that classic?
That was good. How good was that one? That was bloody fantastic. I love the Marx Brothers, and that just was that little full stop at the end was just what it needed. Good on you.
No, good on you.
Good on you.
No, you.
All right.
All right.
Are you okay, Tony?
I'm
okay?
Right now.
I thought you were going to
drop
happened
off to the
that
man?
Yeah.
He's not well there, Tony, you know. We should take him to the vet.
They'll
check
him out. Expensive, the vet, isn't it, Tony? To get the dog's teeth, $750 to clean them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they have to put them out under. Because dogs don't sit in a dentist chair and just open their mouths.
No, they don't. They won't cooperate. But that seems ridiculous.
I think so.
They only have to sedate the dog. They don't have to, you know, give it a friggin' massive anesthetic. No.
Clear.
You got ripped off.
Little pat. No, I'm doing it. I haven't done it yet. And I went and got another quote from his vet who he said is cheap. Same price.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Just to have your... How many dogs?
How many teeth? One dog.
One dog.
One dog, four teeth.
Bring my guy. Are you willing to come to Melbourne to save like $400?
You bet your ass I am.
I bet you are. I'm going to send you the number of my vet.
Thank you very much.
Okay, it's on its way.
I'll do that once.
Do you know a good dentist, Marty?
A dentist for a dog?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not dentist, we want a vet, Tony.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a vet.
Dentist.
I also know, so I know an animal dentist and I know an animal optometrist. We took our cat to the animal eye doctor. And the vet's like, is it better now or now?
Now.
Good.
They were talking about that this morning. The most dangerous animal, believe it or not, a cat. A cat, there's more.
You mean?
People going into hospital from bites of an animal, cat.
You mean the cat family?
Yeah, I saw that in the paper.
A lion or a tiger or real cats?
A real cat.
Tony,
yes,
cats.
Marty, there you go.
No, I saw that in the paper too, Tony.
I'm going to tell you.
Look at you reading.
I'm going to tell you. No, he heard it on the radio. Didn't
oh,
he?
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tell you a great trick to pay when you go to the optometrist.
Mm.
So when you walk in, you know the eye chart?
Mm-hmm.
You look at the bottom, the smallest writing where it says made in China, pat pending 2028, or whatever, 2020, rather.
Close enough.
Right? And then you just sit at your chair and the guy comes in and goes, all right, we're going to cover up your left eye, read the smallest line, and you go, made in China, pat pending 2020. And the guy goes and looks and says, oh, my God, you got the best vision that we've ever had.
Mm.
It's a great trick.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Try it at home.
I'll do that.
Don't try it at home. Try it at
the I'll try it somewhere. Yeah.
It's good, huh? It's a good
That's
trick.
That's fantastic.
Come on.
No, it's great.
All right.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I never can tell if you're mocking me.
No, that's not mocking you. No, that's something. Is it time for our news of the week? It must be.
News of the week? Have we done that?
No.
That was last week. That was news of last week.
It was news of last week. Now we've got news of this week.
Here's Marty.
It's fabulous. Hey. It's gossip. It's everything. It's news.
Wow. Excited. Week.
Thank you, Ken. And three cliff walkers have fallen to their death on an expedition. Police can't believe they all had the same name. Pornhub.
Oh.
Pornhub.
You got Tony's attention now.
Have released a parody, sexualized version of Hamilton, the musical. And in their version, Hamilton absolutely throws away his shot. Marvel Comics will introduce a female Muslim superhero from Saudi Arabia who can fly, which is handy since she's not allowed to drive. Sir Ian Wilmot, the man who led the team that created Dolly the sheep, the first mammal to be cloned from an adult cell, has died aged 79. A minor inconvenience, he told reporters later. Breaking news. Sad story. Justin Bieber's body has been found alive in his New York City apartment. A moment of silence, please, for the music industry. And finally, apparently there's a new sex position called Telstra Repairman. You stay in all day and no one comes.
Oh. Very good.
Yes, you're clever.
I know that one.
You're a clever fellow, I'll give you that. Is it time yet? How about you?
For what?
Movies. I want to tell you about all these things that I've got here that I've researched. A lot of research here.
Go on then.
Unless you want to do Australian, but Have you watched anything lately, Tony?
When are we going to do that segment of all the famous people that have changed their names from being...
I don't know anything about this segment, but if you'd like...
We could do it next week.
No, I think we can't dreamt do it next it, week.
You, I thought you asked me for a segment.
We can't do it next week, can we?
Did we?
Let me ask Marty.
Hang on, I'll give you a second
song. Tony.
Is that his name? No, that's not his name. So what's his name? Tony, tell us.
Okay.
Hang on, jazz ending.
You had a nice diminished chord and then you wrecked it. Okay.
Go on, finished.
C, E flat.
For example,
F sharp, just an A.
He's talking to you.
Sorry.
Just an example, Marty.
Example.
For instance, someone like Neil Diamond. Now, is that his real name or did he change it?
Changed it. He was born Neil Cubic Zirconia.
Who?
And he changed it.
Who was he born as, Marty?
He was known as Crouch.
Crouch what?
Which he changed to Neil.
See? Get it? Crouch. No. Neil.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Choose one.
No, and his name's Neil Diamond, so what did he change it from?
I don't know. Do you know? Something
yes,
Jewish.
I do know.
What was it?
Neil Diamond. He was born with a star's name.
So he didn't change it?
He didn't change it.
So the segment stars that have changed their names.
Yeah, you're right.
It needs to work.
What about Elton John?
Oh. All right, here we go.
Reginald Dwight.
We all know that one.
Why didn't he name himself John Elton?
Oh yeah, I can see your philosophy. You know,
see where you're going there.
Everyone would have said, "Yeah, John." Yeah,
he wanted to be different, and his friend's name was Elton.
It was?
Yes. If you see Rocket Man, he's in the back of the van with him.
Oh.
Yeah, doing the business. He goes, what's your name? Elton. Oh, that's a nice name. Yes. There goes another 20 listeners. Another one. I'll give you his real name. You tell me who it is.
Okay.
Archie Leach.
Archie.
He's a movie star. Do you know who it is?
Cary Grant.
Yes, it is.
Oh, very good, Marty.
I'll give you another one. Jerry Dorsey. Singer. Oh.
Jerry Dorsey.
No, I don't know that one.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Ah.
And the last one. You know this already. Let's see if Tony can get it. In fact, you should get it because you were on the podcast when I said this.
Okay.
You should get this. Gordon Sumner.
Gordon Sumner?
Yes.
Never heard of him. Marty!
Don't you remember the man who wore the striped T-shirt?
Yes.
And you said, why don't they call him B?
Yeah. Do you remember? And then we told everyone how he got his name Sting. And then in about 5 minutes later you go, I want to ask, how did he get his name Sting?
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's not a bad segment.
Okay.
That's some segment.
That can be your little segment. Whenever you come on here, do your research, bring in three or four names.
Do a little bit of research.
Yeah.
And here's a tip. Make sure the name has changed.
Don't probably not best to, unless you're going to say that as an extra rule.
A curly one.
Yeah. It could be. Could be their real name. Or have they got a different name? Yeah.
Well, I can only remember one at a time. Don't make it too hard.
There's things called pens and phones
and diaries.
Write things. Yeah, all that sort of stuff. You're onto it. What they teach you at Fritz Grey Tech.
Where did you come the other day? He had written on
all
his
over your
big
tits.
Letter Ken up his arm.
Yeah.
Like a tattoo, it was.
Tattoo.
To remind him to come here.
That's good.
Well, it is.
That's
but
what arms are for.
He can't write a remember to research a podcast. It'll be up.
And be up to his bicep.
He's thinking about getting a sleeve, aren't you? Tattoo sleeve.
Yeah.
Did that friend of yours try to convince you?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, tattoos on his head and everything, that bloke. I wouldn't listen to him.
Yeah, nah, it's getting worse, I don't know which way to go. No. Half an arm or full arm.
No. I don't think you need to get a tattoo, Tony.
No.
Well,
no.
It's funny you say that, Marty, because I was with a bunch of young boys and they all had tattoos and I said to them, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get tattoos like you guys. I'm going to get all my arms done. They said, no, you don't need tattoos. I said, why? They go, you're cool.
Yeah, there you go. You see?
So I'm thinking about it now.
We all chase cool, and he is cool.
See? Mm. Look at you.
Yeah.
Now, you know, by the way, you know, have you ever seen lately girls with tattoos randomly on their arms and legs that don't seem to have any, like there might be a spider here, there might be a rose here, and then there might be a
dolphin.
Name of a song here. That's the new trend. You know, like you said, a sleeve is beautifully done. Really nice, and they're all connected. And
it looks like the stained glass windows of the Sistine Chapel.
Exactly right. Well, now the new trend is to have just, if you have a thought, you know, I wouldn't mind a pop plant on my arm, you just go get it wherever you want. It doesn't matter about any sort of uniformity. Just what you'll see them more now that I've said that. On the young'uns. The young'uns have got them now, Marty.
I might get Jimmy Durante tattooed around my cock.
Something like that.
Why?
There's a big nose already there.
It's funny. It's funny when you see these elderly people with tattoos.
Yes.
I reckon I was at Water Gardens last week. There must have been a man, I think he was close to 80. He was just hobbling along. He was full of them.
Yeah. You know what I can't wait for? 20 to 30 years when all the 80-year-old women are going to be covered in tattoos.
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be a good look.
Sitting in the old folks' home, dribbling, eating porridge.
Yeah, that's right.
With barbed wire around their arm.
Yeah.
Kids, don't do it. That's what we're saying. Mm. All right, now it's time for the movie thing.
Finish your smoothie. It's going to be groovy because Ken and Marty are talking about films.
And Tony Katz. All right. So, I'm not talking about movie. Well, I am in a way.
Stop that.
This is great.
Stop that.
This is, I got this by accident. When I was looking at the King of Comedy, I looked up how much money he made. Didn't matter. But what someone had written was, do you know 30 minutes into the movie, in when they're having the Chinese restaurant scene with Jerry Lewis and the girl that he's trying to woo, in the background, there's a friend of Martin Scorsese, the director. He's just making funny faces and waving and stuff and looking at the camera, doing all this stuff in the background. And I don't know if it's because he was Scorsese's friend, but it's quite famous that they left it in. Maybe Jerry Lewis only wanted to do one take, but that's in it. So I thought, what other stuff has been left into movies that's, you know, shouldn't, or mistakes? So, for example, in Excalibur, right, which is in, what were we looking at, 16th, 17th century would be?
Not in the 17th century.
What would you say?
I'd say the 10th century.
10th?
Yeah.
Well, I've gone way too far.
Yeah.
All right. Well, someone is smoking a cigarette in that movie.
Oh.
Well, there was no cigarettes in those days.
No.
Especially with filters.
They all had vapes.
And the internet... That's another thing we should talk about. Yeah. How stupid is that?
And the vape.
Yeah. If you're going to smoke, smoke. Don't smoke a bloody Texacolor.
I got vaped in prison. wait a minute.
Different sort of thing.
Let me read that again. It's
different sort of thing there. Yeah. Don't smoke a highlighting pen. That's what they look like, those vapes.
Yeah.
My Ethiopian friend wore a high-vis T-shirt and he looked like a highlighter.
The internet basically exploded over the last Starbucks after the last season of, Game of Thrones, because someone left a Starbucks cup in one of the episodes.
Ah.
Do you know that?
I have heard such things.
And there's another one where there's a plastic water bottle at his foot in Game of Thrones. In Star Wars, this is really funny. You should watch this. Go and look this up. In Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, when the stormtroopers...
That's the very first one.
Is it?
Yes, the
is
very...
Is that right? Yes? All right.
It's the very first
when
one.
When they enter a control room aboard one of the starships, he bangs his head on the door. It's really funny because he goes, oh. They must have thought we can't afford to do it again. So they leave that in because Star Wars wasn't a big hit there. But he hits his head. Oh, it's really funny. See, these are all good fun, aren't they? there's bullet holes in the wall. In Pulp Fiction, there's bullet holes in the wall where Samuel Jackson and John Travolta go to retrieve the briefcase before the shooting.
Mm.
So before the shooting, There's already bullet holes in the wall. You see? These are mistakes that the director should have found. Yes. Really, the continuity lady should have found, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Would that be your job, you think?
There's a bit going on.
A bit going on? Measuring with the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few things happen.
During Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts can be seen eating a croissant. The camera cuts to her co-star, Richard Gere. And when it comes back to Julia Roberts, she's eating a pancake.
Like really?
In 2 seconds, it's gone from croissant to pancake.
She might have put the croissant down and picked up the pancake.
It's true. It is true. It is a theory, but it seems strange.
You can do that.
I can tell you one in Simpsons. In The Simpsons, there's an episode that's a mistake. In Maggie Makes Three, a picture of Maggie can be seen on the wall of the living room as Marge tells Homer that she's pregnant with Maggie.
Oh, very good.
How's that?
Yeah, that
she
is.
She hasn't even been born yet, Tony.
I can't help thinking they put that there.
You think?
I think so. Although
they do a lot of Easter eggs.
It's drawn by Koreans on the other side of the world. And who knows what's a Maggie?
An episode of The Simpsons takes a year to make. Do you know that?
Wow!
From the time they write it to the time it goes to get drawn and comes back takes a year.
Very slow over there.
Yes. Wow. You think they would?
They'd choose a different career.
I think there's one guy there. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Got to text. It's a spider.
No. Spider?
You right?
No.
We don't have spiders.
No, of course not.
Just a couple more. Braveheart was set in the 13th century, so it's a little odd to see a modern car in the background during one of the film's big battle scenes. I think these are fantastic. I love these sort of things.
Yes.
And there's another, the last one. In North by Northwest, by the Alfred Hitchcock movie, Cary Grant and Eva Marie Saint's character unexpectedly fire a gun, and before she fires the gun, one of the kids in the background covers his ears. So these are little mistakes, and I just love them. There you go.
Very good.
That's wonderful.
That's good. That was all right. It was enjoyable.
Should bring out a video of all that stuff.
Well, I think it's called YouTube. You should go on and have a look up classic movie mistakes. You'll like that. He doesn't watch Netflix or anything. He watches YouTube. Yeah. One day he rang me. He said, "My YouTube is down. Come over quick." And what did we do?
And you got in the YouTube mobile.
I did. Yes.
With lights and sirens.
As opposed to my Google mobile.
Yes.
I typed in YouTube and miraculously it came up.
Yeah.
That would have cost him $80 normally.
$100.
What did you charge him?
I charged him $50. I think that was fair.
You bloody tight ass.
What have we got left?
What have I got left? What have you got left?
No, I got nothing.
You got nothing?
No. Oh, I might have. Actually, I might have.
What are we up to?
About 42 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Go.
So we're getting close.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I might have had something from last week I never said.
Oh, I've got stream time if you want it.
Yes, all right, lovely.
Okay.
Here
we go. This could be anything. Oh, fluked.
I've got a string cheese I want to do before we go. Yeah, good. You go first.
Wah.
Always wait for the duck.
Yes, that's a very good tip, Ken. Okay, we've been watching lots of things on stream time.
I've seen Stranger Things, not lots of things. What's that like?
Similar to Stranger Things, but just more in it. Yeah.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. Continue.
Yes. There's a show called Missing Persons, and it's basically about, missing persons.
Wow.
And it usually follows the adventures of someone with dementia or Alzheimer's who wanders off, and they manage to fill an hour trying to find this fucker, and it's set in England, and he's been spotted near the gardens, so we've sent two units down there.
But someone's already filming him walking there, isn't it?
No, they didn't film him. They filmed the people looking for him.
That would have been funny.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I completely agree.
Not helping him.
Just ring the camera crew.
Yes.
And say, where is he? He's near the gardens. Yeah. And, you know, like, and then we follow these guys, lights and sirens, down to the gardens. He's not here. So, you know, it's build up, pull down. Build up, pull down. Hope. And then suddenly this dickhead just wanders in the back door and he's sitting there eating a kumquat or something at the kitchen table when they all rush back home. It's like that every episode.
It's a reality show.
Yes, and they always find them. Always.
There's never, so unfortunately, when Agnes got hit by a combine harvester.
Yes.
There's never that.
No, never. So when someone reports that their father or whatever
yes.
has gone missing and he's got Alzheimer's, be careful, by the way.
Yes.
They go, great, we're sending a couple of cameras over.
Exactly.
Wow.
They sit there in the missing person's depot.
Some people will do anything, won't they, to get on TV?
Well, I don't think they're doing that. I think it's real. You know,
no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but if they start filming me, I'd be going, look, my dad's missing, if you don't mind. Bit of privacy.
No, but, you know, they would say, but, you know, we can make you a star. And they would also say, but public help, you know, will help you find it. Yes, you don't realize it's going to be on in 6 months. And
I'm deeply offended and I will not allow that. Well, here's $200. Oh, yeah. Okay, what time we do?
Yeah, exactly. Would you like an egg sandwich? Yes,
an egg sandwich.
With bacon.
That's a big comfort.
You don't like egg sandwich.
No, I don't.
It's strange.
And yet though. I love eggs. Strange, isn't it?
Oh. Do you like egg sandwich, Tony?
Love them.
Me too. Best. What about curried egg?
Oh, yeah, I go curried egg,
like
yes.
It. Yet I like curry.
Yes.
I'm weird.
You're an enigma.
I'm an enigma. That's right.
You're an enigma. That's what you are.
Oh, yes.
Can I tell you about my stream?
No. All right.
You know, I've been searching for funny shows. It's very hard. It's very hard. I told you I've been watching The Simpsons because there's nothing left to watch. There's basically nothing. But I did come across a little gem called Loudermilk. Have you heard of Loudermilk?
And the guy told me about it yesterday in the park.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not hilarious. Loudermilk. What he is, he's a drug and drink counsellor, having been an alcoholic himself. And he had a car accident with his girlfriend and she lost her leg. So they broke up. So he's always in remorse and he's trying to solve things by being a counsellor. He's a bit like Becca, a little bit like Becca. He's very nasty to people. He's not a great people person. And this is how one of the shows opened up. He's walking down the street and there's two hipsters standing there with the beards and the... Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, maybe you guys can settle a bet for me. And they go, sure. He goes, I got a buddy who says Gettysburg was more deadly than Appomattox. Now, I tried to tell him that despite its prevalence in the cultural mindscape, Gettysburg actually is the lesser deadly of the two, am I right? And the hipster goes, how will we know? And he goes, well, you're Civil War reenactors, aren't you? Because there's no reason to have a beard like that in this day and age. And they go, we're not Civil War reenactors. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I saw the itchy flannel shirt and I thought, oh, are you lumberjacks? And they go, no. Oh, you're time travellers. And they go, we're musicians, arsehole. And he goes, well, I hope the band is called the Time Travelling Lumberjacks of the Confederacy. Say that word for me. Confederacy. It's a hard word to say. Confederacy.
Yeah, got there.
Thank you. And the bearded hipster goes, fuck you. And then the other one goes, that is a pretty good band name, though.
Mm.
But that's, I mean, I'm no comedian, but that's the level of standard of writing. It's very funny.
I get you.
Yeah, it is very funny. Another time he's walking past his neighbor's house, flat, and he could hear this guitar, very simple guitar playing, electric guitar playing. And he walks in and he goes, and it's his neighbor and her niece just strumming on their electric guitars. And he goes, oh, thank God it's you two. I thought that Dave Gilmore had a stroke.
Oh,
that's a good one. Hey, that's a good one. But it's a really good show. You should watch it. Very, very good show.
Excellent.
I think you'll like it.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, yes? It's time to bid a farewell. Sweet dreams, children. Mum and Dad, tuck you in and beat you unconscious for the night.
Yes.
Kenneth, look after yourself. Tony, look after Ken.
God bless you, buddy.
And no racing at Sandow.
There's the trumpet. But I moved it forward purposely.
Did you?
So we get a couple more minutes in.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you. You know New Year's Eve... Do you remember we were saying we were going to have a cocktail party?
No.
You remember we said, what should we do? We said, we'll have a cocktail party.
No.
Okay. Well, you did. Go back and listen to it.
Okay.
So I was thinking maybe next time.
Next New Year's Eve.
No, not next New Year's Eve. Next week.
Next week.
Maybe we could get Tony over. We've got Fatso and Punjab. Maybe we can invite some of our famous friends. We did have Conan O'Brien once at one of our things. We get a few of those in and we'll have a little cocktail party.
Yeah, fine.
We haven't done a thing like that
before.
No,
it'd be lovely. It'd be nice.
All right, let's do that. All right. Just before... Oh, too late. It's gone. I was just going to put... Sean O'Kelly just rang. I was going to whack him on air, but
no,
he's gone.
No, he's gone now.
Now, we're looking for sponsors. We want you to share the podcast so that everyone knows how great it is. So that's up to you. We're looking for sponsors again. Tony, if you've got a lazy couple hundred...
Lazy, yeah.
Look, he got it. You know why? His daughter's wedding coming up. He's got nothing left.
Yeah, no. He's cleaned me out.
Yeah, yeah. You just hope they want to stay married, wouldn't you?
Oh, well. You hope so these days, eh, Marty?
I do hope.
Well, Marty's got the only girl one day. Yeah. Dad, I'm getting married. Oh, God. Good luck, love.
Good luck.
Yeah, if my daughter gets married, I say, well, have it out here in the backyard. Yeah. It'll look very nice.
Under a lovely marquee.
Yes, thank you very
much. Yeah, yes.
All right, well, let's go then.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.